picture a PhD psychologist from Columbia, just crowned poker champion weeks earlier, now collapsed on a Las Vegas bathroom floor during the world's most prestigious tournament. Vision failing, hearing gone, fighting to stay conscious while wondering if this is a stroke. This wasn't supposed to happen. Every variable had been controlled: preventative medicine, yoga, meditation, proper sleep. Yet here was poker's cruelest truth, delivered with brutal clarity. Some things remain stubbornly outside your control. This moment crystallizes an extraordinary journey, 1 year from complete novice to international poker champion, transforming not just a game, but an entire understanding of how we navigate uncertainty. The question wasn't whether skill or luck matters more, it was whether we can ever truly separate them. We like to believe intelligence protects us from delusion. It doesn't. During doctoral research at Columbia, participants played a simulated stock market with real money. The results were humbling. Brilliant people consistently overestimated their control, ignored feedback, and doubled down on losing strategies. This reflects something deeper than poor judgment. It reveals how our brains process reality itself. We don't think in statistics, we think in stories built from personal experience. This is the description experience gap. We buy flood insurance only after experiencing a hurricane, ignore climate data when purchasing beachfront property, and believe it won't happen to me until it does. Consider 2015's cascade of misfortunes: a mother losing her job to age discrimination, a grandmother dying from a fall, a husband's startup failing, a mysterious autoimmune condition appearing without warning. These weren't abstract probabilities. They were lived reality demanding explanation. Some find comfort in pure mathematics. One in a million happens regularly among billions. Others imbue chance with meaning as fate, karma, or divine will. But what if there's a middle ground? Enter poker, the perfect laboratory where skill and chance dance together, neither dominating completely. Unlike chess, pure skill, or roulette, pure chance, poker mirrors life's essential uncertainty, making decisions with incomplete information while everything hangs in the balance. Eric Sedel doesn't fit the poker stereotype. No sunglasses, no showboating, no trash talk. Just quiet deliberation and a stack of World Series bracelets representing tens of millions in winnings. He's cultured, curious, equally enthusiastic about theater and culinary adventures. His life motto seems to be, "Life is too short for complacency." His advice to aspiring players? Simply, pay attention. When psychology background comes up during their first meeting, Eric leans forward with genuine interest. "That's the most fascinating part of the game," he says, noting how self-control trumps mathematical genius at the highest levels. Their partnership forms around an intriguing question: can psychological insight defeat pure mathematics at the poker table? Eric sees value in reading people versus calculating odds, a contrarian view in an increasingly algorithm-driven game. Their lessons begin with early morning bagels on the Upper West Side, evolving into walking sessions along the Hudson, where Eric paces quickly while his student juggles books, notes, and recording devices, trying to keep up both physically and intellectually. When she tries sharing an unlucky tournament story, Eric cuts her off immediately. "Do you have a question about how you played the hand?" When she admits she doesn't, he refuses to hear it. Bad beat stories are dumping garbage on someone else's lawn, mental habits that prevent growth. Focus on process, not luck. This lesson extends far beyond cards. Here's what most people misunderstand about poker: it's not gambling. In casino games, you need the best hand to win. In poker, you can win with the worst hand and lose with the best. This distinction is everything. When economist Ingo Fiedler analyzed hundreds of thousands of online hands, he found the best hand won only 12% of the time, with less than a third even reaching showdown. At the 2010 World Series, professionals earned 30% returns, while amateurs lost 15%, a skill gap exceeding what's observed in financial markets. The betting element isn't a bug, it's a feature. As Kant observed, betting forces us to quantify certainty. The offer of a bet startles him and makes him pause. We learn to calibrate probabilities properly because real money is at stake. This explains why certain professionals develop superior probabilistic thinking. Contingency lawyers, meteorologists, horse race handicappers all face immediate feedback on their estimates. The game's history stretches back to 16th century gambler Girolamo Cardano, who pioneered probability theory while rejecting the divination methods of his day. He wrote the first known book on probability, winning back money lost to marked cards through mathematical approaches. Yet even Cardano acknowledged that probability knowledge helps understanding, but not necessarily practical play. Poker teaches that certainty doesn't exist. You must act with incomplete information, exactly like life. Playing online from New Jersey with a dachshund puppy avatar and the deliberately ambiguous name The Psychic, early hands reveal fundamental misunderstandings. Raising Jack-10 offsuit from early position, betting when checking makes sense, lacking clear reasoning for any decision. Eric's review is devastating. Every action was wrong, but worse, there was no strategic thinking behind any of it. This becomes the epiphany. Poker is military strategy. Terrain matters. Different board textures demand different approaches, just as battles in mountains versus plains require distinct tactics. Eric teaches that not playing scared doesn't mean blind aggression. It means making decisions free from fear, whether passive or aggressive. Many players perform worse on live streams because they worry about appearances rather than optimal play. Eric is different. He's like a dragonfly, the animal kingdom's most successful hunter with a 95% kill rate, quietly observing, predicting opponents' moves, adapting accordingly. His legendary call with Jack High against Urbanovich demonstrated this perfectly, combining general knowledge with specific observations of patterns. But Eric doesn't see poker as war. He sees it as jazz, responding fluidly to what others are doing rather